Andy Breckman, thank you for making your way through Winter Storm Natasha.
It was inconvenient. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Two options.
Yeah.
One, the convenient option. Stay home.
Yep.
Right? Light a fire.
You do this
by Skype.
You tried to do that.
Right.
You tried to talk
to The other option, inconvenient.
Very inconvenient.
And guess what I did?
You took the inconvenient option.
I give. I took the inconvenient option.
Well, I thank you for it.
And I'm in show business.
Yeah.
So it's a bitter, bitter, bitter pill to swallow.
On the inconvenient scale, what would you rate it? 1 to 10?
Well, show business people have a different scale. Like a 3, an inconvenient, like this is like a 3 to you coming in through the snow.
Right.
But for show people, that's like off the charts. That's an 11.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
And I understand that you left your family in the dark.
Yeah, they're going through a little blackout there, which is a great relief because longtime listeners might know that my wife loves to call in after I've been soaked.
Yeah.
And stick it to me one more time. But now she can't.
No,
she can't hear me.
No, she cannot.
And so I dodged the bullet there. So throwing that big circuit breaker as I left the house really is going to pay off.
Good move. Well played, Andy Breckman.
Well played, Andy Breckman.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, somebody's calling.
Somebody's calling, and we are waiting for more.
You know why? These people appreciate that I was inconvenienced today.
Right.
And I came in anyway.
Yeah.
Through the snow, through all that weather.
You took the train.
Had to take the train with the people.
Oh, with the people.
Yeah, the showbiz car was closed.
You took a train with regular people on it?
Well, they didn't sit right next to me, of course, but they were near me.
Jeez.
They were near me, Ken.
Man, you really have sacrificed.
I give and I give. I give and I give and I give.
So we would like people to call up at 800-989-9368, or they can pledge online at WFMU.org.
Yeah.
And $20 or more on the phones, you get the punchline to this fantastic joke.
It actually is a joke I'm very proud of. I write a joke every year, and this year's joke, I'm very proud of it. Here's the setup to the joke. What did one longtime WFMU disc jockey...
like me.
...say to the other longtime WFMU disc jockey?
Like Irwin.
Exactly. And to get the answer to that riddle, you have to call us at 800-989-9368. Any pledge... we'll get the answer to that riddle. Any pledge over $20. And then what else are we giving away? We have other crap, don't we?
Yeah, we have the wonderful 7-second delay beer can stickers, a set of 6 stickers, so you can make your own 7-second delay craft beer 6-pack.
Right. You buy yourself a 6-pack of beer, you slap these stickers on them, and you have, like magic, special 7-second delay beer cans.
And we want to thank Scott Corkin in Alameda for designing... doing an amazing design job.
Oh my God, they're great! I don't even drink beer, and I'm going to proudly display them.
There's Go to Hell IPA. There's Warm Beer.
Warm Beer, which is almost completely urine free.
Yep. There's I think actually most of them are less than 40% urine.
Yeah, I believe you have to be less than 40% urine.
There's Lonesome Hippie Ale.
Lonesome Hippie Ale. You see that at the record fair.
There's Mansplaining Porter Stout.
I can't wait. This is genius. Yeah. I can't wait.
$75 or more, and you get the 7-second delay beer can stickers.
And you can see this if you go online. You can actually see the beer cans, or at least 2 or 3 of them, right?
Yeah. You can see them at WFMU.org, and just go to our playlist episode page, where you can also watch tonight's festivities on webcam, thanks to Ruth and John. And Bridget, and some people checking in already.
You can see me resisting picking my nose. I can't pick my nose out because I'm being broadcast.
Oh, man, I know. On a regular show, you're up to your elbow.
Yeah, you can't. You never. I don't think you've ever seen the ends of my fingers.
I haven't.
But tonight, I'm not picking my nose.
God bless the webcam.
Yeah.
Christopher in Pequannock, thank you. Kate in New York.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Kate.
Allison in Old Bridge.
Yeah.
Andrew in New York.
Yeah.
And Stan in Kentucky. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And they all, in addition to the tchotchkes and the merchandise we're sending them, they all had their name read by a professional broadcaster, Ken Friedman, on the air.
And
that's something.
Elizabeth in Durham, North Carolina says, thanks for making me smile every morning and laugh every Wednesday.
That's why we're here.
Ken and Andy and Clay Pigeon.
I think that's more to me than to you.
Oh, here's a great one. Dana in St. Louis, Missouri says, I'm getting married next month. The best wedding gift ever would be to have the honor of being the 2018 call girl. The thank you girl.
The thank you girl. We would thank her every...
Done. Done.
No, it can't be done, Ken. Don't you see the fatal flaw in that?
Why?
Okay, who sent that in?
Dana. Thank you, Dana.
Dana who?
Dana S. I'm not going to pronounce her last name.
But she's going to have a different last name next month. Don't you see how this can't work?
Maybe she's going to keep
her. No, nobody keeps their name anymore.
Yes,
chicks love. That's the reason chicks get married.
Veronica, do chicks keep their last name?
I don't even want to talk to you guys right now.
Okay, all right.
I can't wait for you.
You need a can of mansplaining porter stout, yeah. I think. That'll fix you right up. Dana is our thank you girl for 2018.
Don't know her last name, though.
I do. Yeah, well, we don't
whatever her last name is.
Can't we just say
you don't know how to pronounce her fiancé's last
can't
name?
Can't we say thank you, Dana? Isn't that good enough, Dana, in St. Louis?
Well, I hope she has her fiancé's permission.
Oh, man.
To send that in.
All right, you know, speaking of this, you've had a tremendously good year.
No, not true. I know where you're going with this.
You have you have a budding toy empire.
Not true. Let me tell you, in New Jersey, the tax laws have changed. I can't write off what I used to write off. Thank you for your sympathy. Thank you for your empathy.
Your budding toy empire. And then
my budding toy empire.
You have
quotes.
UncleanDYToys.com.
Uncle Andy Toys. I had a couple of toys out there.
Couple. You got a ton of toys.
I do have.
You're
some.
Doing quite well. Congratulations.
No, I know what you're doing. You're setting me up for a big fall.
It's admirable.
Now, we talked about this. We're going to do a little soaking. I will match any pledge for 1 minute, for 60 seconds.
No, I think we agreed on 8 minutes.
I don't think
so. It was 8 minutes if you were live and 12 minutes if you Skyped in. That was the agreement.
Where do you live? Like in that little brain of yours, what planet are you on? We had this conversation.
Yeah, it was 8 minutes.
Yeah.
No, Veronica, no.
Thank you, Veronica.
No problem.
Finally, a witness.
I can't do 8 minutes. I can't. I have a family to support.
They're in the dark. You left them in the dark.
That's true.
Yeah. So
that's true.
And you also have a new Netflix TV series.
Can I tell you something?
Coming out in September.
What was the big, big hurricane like 5 years ago?
Sandy.
Sandy. Okay, so after Sandy, I bought a generator. And I've been keeping 25 gallons of gas in my garage.
That's right.
Waiting for the next blackout. I just can't wait. And I've been waiting to use it. Every year, every summer, I test it. I make sure it's still working.
Uh-huh.
And tonight would have been my night. But I'm not home. I'm here.
You pulled the breaker and left.
I know.
You put the family in the dark.
I know. God,
okay.
I'd have that generator out right now.
So we'll do the soaking, Andy. Okay, I'll come down off my...
Okay, hold on. Let's agree. Okay, you
say
8 minutes.
7 minutes.
You're saying 8 minutes. I say 1 minute. So let's say 1 minute. That's a compromise. That seems more than fair.
I say 7 minutes. You say 8 minutes. Let's split.
Well, No.
Split the difference. We'll split the difference. 4 minutes. 7 plus 1 is 8 divided by 2.
Okay, but listen, no joking around. Tell me the real ground rules. It's got to be... No one that calls before that 4 minutes or after that 4 minutes is included.
Right.
But you have to really adhere to that.
Yes. Yes. Veronica, you can adhere
and
to that.
And I will
right?
match these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Veronica is the enforcer.
I'm very
honest. Well, I trust Veronica. I really do.
Okay.
I trust her with my life.
So it's
going to
be a 4 minute soaking and it's going to start in 2.5 minutes.
Or, hold on. Wait. Where did that come from, 2.5 minutes? When did that happen?
I'm looking at the clock.
No, now I'm panicking. Now I can feel myself getting stressed out. Listen, some more ground rules. People, seriously, and Veronica, you have to agree to this. People must have the option to soak Ken as well, right?
God,
am
no.
I right? Yes, why not? Fair is fair, and Ken,
because
you have to agree. Why?
That is not what we told people was going to happen. That is not
then
what we're going to call
we're calling
in 4 minutes.
Then we're calling an audible. This is exciting.
It's
this
fine. It's all fine.
Right. You'll match any pledge where they say soak Ken.
I have faith. In my fans and in the Felder Nation people, that they will not soak me.
Well, I happen to know how much money your father left you.
Yeah.
And
how much?
It's a little piece of that. You wouldn't even notice it. It'd be a stocking stuffer.
And we're going to start in 2.5 minutes now.
Dear God.
1.5, 90
no,
seconds.
No.
And when the soaking starts.
Okay, and the other condition is no one be allowed, neither you nor I nor Veronica, be allowed to give out the phone number.
No.
The address, the online address.
That is
a deal breaker.
The phone number.
No.
I'm giving it out now. The phone number is 800-989-9368. The soaking is going to start in just over 1 minute. You have to call during the 4 minute soaking period. This is the only such moment.
That number
like this.
Again, 801.
800.
800-989-9368. Or 801.
No, 801 doesn't work.
What?
WFMU.org.
Try both. Try both. 801-989-9368.
This is my favorite time of year. It really is.
801. So
Veronica was inconvenienced too.
45 seconds to soak. 45 okay. seconds. Get ready, my friends.
WFMU.gov.
WFMU.org.
What?
WFMU.org.
Or gov.
No, not .gov. WFMU.org.
Try gov first.
No.
800-901-989-9368.
20 seconds to soak.
Okay. Why would they want to soak me? What? Why? It hurts my feelings. Why would you inflict this pain? You want to contribute to the damn station?
10 seconds.
Contribute to the station in 4 minutes. What good?
Five.
What,
what, four.
What pleasure?
Three.
No one, you're
going to
see.
Two,
no one will call.
One.
No one's
calling. Let the soaking begin.
No one will call.
800-989-9368.
Oh, go to hell.
WFMU.org. We have a room full of phone people. I don't hear a single phone ringing.
Exactly.
Now
exactly
is the time.
My point. Exactly, Ken.
800-989-9368.
Because they know the
9368. People, where are you?
They know the expenses Netflix incurs. Netflix has to pay for the bandwidth. They have to pay for marketing, salaries.
The soaking is happening now.
801.
800-989-9368, WFMU.org. Every pledge that comes in for the next 3.5 minutes, Andy Breckman will match out
Good
of his
God.
Pocket, out of his Netflix winnings, out of his big bag of gold.
I'm being punished for my success. This is so twisted.
If you pick Andy up and hang him upside down.
Oh, you can't stand
gold.
Me having.
Gold will come out of his socks.
Ken has a friend who has a job.
Gold
this
rubles.
This is Ken so excited to know somebody that has tasted a little success in his life.
800
You can't stand it. You can't stand it.
All 10 phones are off the
hook.
Oh,
if only we were all as miserable as Ken.
Go online, WFMU.org. WFMU.org, as long as it's time stamped.
WFMU.gov.
.org.
Something.
It's not .gov.
Uh-huh. Well, try both.
We tried to get .gov. You warehoused it. You bought it, and you won't give it to us.
Or call us at 801.
800-989-9368, or go online at WFMU.
Or wait 5 minutes. Wait 5 minutes, you damn losers. What the... You,
the phones are ringing off.
I hate you all.
No,
seriously. How does this happen?
3.5 minutes.
WFMU.org.
WFMU.org or 800-989.
What's wrong with people?
9368.
Seriously.
You've made
seriously.
A lot of.
Seriously.
You've made. You pretend
what
to
did
be,
your parents do to you?
You
is
pretend,
what I'm asking our listeners.
You pretend to be a feminist. You pretend to be down
I
with
am
the,
a feminist.
With the Me Too movement. You make rape jokes.
I love chicks.
Child molestation jokes.
A lot of rape jokes are not funny.
Racist jokes.
Some of them. You gotta admit are pretty.
Anti-albino.
Clever.
You're enemy number one to the people with albinism.
It's true. I don't expect any albinos to be supporting me tonight. That number again. 801.
800-989-9368. Or WFMU.org. No trouble getting through at WFMU.org.
Yeah.
If you're getting a busy signal at the 800 number, go to WFMU.org.
This is just...
800-989-9368.
This really does sting.
2.5 minutes to go.
Oh, no, that can't be true.
On the phone and off the phone.
Wait, are you really keeping a clock on this?
Oh, no, sorry. 1 minute, 15 seconds.
Thank the Lord.
Okay.
I know, exactly.
One
this
minute
is an eternity.
15. I was thinking 5 minutes. No, it's not. 800-989-9368 is the phone number.
Hey, listen, and seriously, if you can't get through, just give up. Just
no,
give
the,
up.
The web pledges are really fast.
No,
they're just
no,
pouring
that's
in.
Not. That's,
if you can't get through
you
on the
can
phones,
make, you can make a web pledge
just go to
so quickly.
So quickly.
Yeah, you can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
phone.
Kind of involved. It's kind of a whole Megillah. It really isn't worth your time.
And the phone, of course, 800-989-9368. 45 seconds to go. 45 seconds to
or
go.
Or you could be a mensch.
WFMU.org.
You could be a mensch and wait 2 minutes.
40 seconds to go. The soaking is coming to an end. We're down to the last 35 seconds. Get on to WFMU.org. As long as you get your pledge time-stamped within the next 30 seconds, it will count towards the soaking. 800-989-9368.
Well, maybe some of these people are soaking you, Ken.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt that. Why would anybody soak me?
801.
I do my best to keep the crap music off the air. That is my mission.
Crap music is a funny, funny word.
800-989-9368. 10 seconds to go.
I told you not to mention the music. Bad, bad strategy.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's it.
Soaking
is over. That's it. Hang up. Don't answer any. That's it.
The soaking is over.
I wonder how much you and I have been soaked for.
I don't believe I've been soaked for anything. I want to thank Pirani in D.C., Michael in Watertown, Joe in Brooklyn. These are people who pledged before the show even began.
They're the ones that truly appreciate what I bring to the table.
Ignacio in Chile. Russ in Mattawan.
Thank you all.
Sean in Bearsville. Paul in Santa Cruz.
Not being sarcastic.
And Larry in Los Altos, California.
Thank you all.
Oh, our old friend Zane in New York City. Thank you, Zane.
Oh, I remember Zane. Remember him fondly.
Yeah, love 7 Second Delay. Tell Andy to go to hell.
I know he means that in the best way.
Francine in Clifton. Jarrett in Monroe. Moosin in Greensboro, North Carolina. Wendy in Philadelphia.
These are people that called before the soaking?
Yeah, none of these
true
people.
Friends. None true, of these. True friends, all.
And now we have some soaking people.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Michael in Massachusetts.
No, go to hell.
Jack in Cambridge.
No.
Matt in Jersey City. Soak Andy.
No.
George in Jersey City.
Yep.
John K. Oh, man, a whopping pledge from John K. Thank you, John K.
Well, he just sat there and waited
look at the amount on that. He's in the he's in the full Satan club and then some.
That's a typo of some kind.
No, it's not. And we want to thank Brian in Brooklyn. Suck it, Andy.
Well, that could be interpreted anyway.
Boss in Utrecht. Soak Andy. Andy in Philadelphia. Matt in Ontario. Bradley in Haddon. Bradley's got some manners. He says, soak Andy, please. Thank you, Bradley.
It doesn't make me feel any better.
Robert in Tinton Falls.
Yeah.
Michael in Highland Lakes.
Thanks.
Says, this soak is in honor of Ken's eagle tattoos, which I still haven't covered up yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Our own Cheyenne says, soak Andy. Our own Kelly Jones says, drench, drench, drench.
She didn't even make it in.
Oh, man. My friend Jamie, my pal Jamie from WWOZ,
yes,
says, soak Kent.
There it is. That's how you do it.
Thanks for nothing, Jamie.
My pal now.
Pamela in California, good friend of the show.
Oh, yep.
Lisa in Brooklyn. Oh, man, a whopper from Cindy in New York City. Thank you so much, Cindy.
What the hell is going on with Cindy?
Getting back at you.
What is Cindy's problem?
Herb in New York says, Andy sucks.
Yeah.
A heron in Brooklyn.
I hardly know the guy.
Nate in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Our own Nick the Bard checking in. Couldn't make it in tonight because of the snow, but got through to soak you.
Nick has been just holding on to that all year.
Christina in New York. Tacoma Park, Allen calling in. Ken in Hyde Park says, soak Andy. Oh, Paula in New York says, soak Andy. Greg in L.A., the same. Sebastian in Berlin.
No.
Mike from the Batcave. Thank you, Mike.
Don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Love the show. Longtime listener, many time pledger, soak Andy for all he is worth.
No,
in the
don't
name
know
of,
that.
In the name of all that is good in the universe.
That's some pledge.
Nils in Norway. Rhett in Jackson Heights.
Why bother? Why bother taking this shot? Oh.
Listen to this. Rhett in Jackson Heights says, I love Andy.
There you go.
So why don't I have mixed feelings about soaking Andy for WFMU? He soaked you anyway.
Yeah, I can see.
Dan in Rhode Island. Mouse pledge in full.
Man, do I need a... No, no, no.
Our old pal Simon in Birmingham, UK. Andrew in Berlin, Gambia. Oh, I realize what's happened now. Germany is coming out as Gambia. Germany has turned into Gambia.
They love me in Gambia.
Very big in Gambia.
Maybe if there's time later, we can sing the Gambian national anthem.
Okay. I remember it. Do you?
I remember much of it.
Paul in the UK. Our own
it's
Frangry.
It's the only national anthem that people scat sing.
Our own Frangry. From seven second delay. I mean, from Shut Up Weirdo on Friday nights at 6. Called in to soak you, Andy. Jeff in the UK.
I love it.
Greg in New York. Torbjorn.
You can all go to hell.
David in Jamaica Plains. Jenny in Virginia. Julian in Brooklyn.
Dear God.
Jessica in Cleveland. Herb in California. Oh, man, he's a Secret Society member. Thank you, Herb. And
I don't know what that means.
Robert in Woodbridge. A Y3K pledge.
I don't know what that means either, but it can't be good.
It's not. No. Don't scribble on the logs.
If the winged monkeys are applauding in the phone room, it can't be good news for me.
Here you are, Andy. There's your scrap paper.
Okay.
And we should tell people that from this point forward, If people pledge, but people may think there's no reason to pledge.
Oh, so now the official show begins.
The soak is over.
Thank God.
We have more people to thank from the soak, but let's just put this out there.
You don't want to add that up? You'll add it up later?
I will. I have to get you the total after we thank all these people.
Dear
for
God.
One thing, if you pledge $20 or more, you get the punchline to this joke.
Oh, yeah. I'm very proud of this joke. Here's the riddle. What did one longtime FMU DJ say to the other longtime FMU DJ?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. The punchline is hilarious.
It's a really funny joke.
Don't you agree?
Oh, I do, yeah.
But you have to call 800-989-9368 to hear the punchline.
Oh, well, Veronica.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
It's Tom in Illinois soaking me.
Wait, now hold on. Let's listen to the applause from the phone room. Crickets. Even the crickets are not applauding. I'll applaud.
And, of course, if you play 75 or more, you still get the 7-second delay beer can stickers.
Yeah.
But here's the great thing. If you pledge $15 a month or more, $180.
$180. Let me make a note of this. Yes.
Andy will write you into his will.
Yes,
Andy's an old guy. He's going to be dead any year now.
Yeah, that's right. It's a burger every night, kids, and tuna fish for lunch every day.
You will actually write people's names into
your
will. Yes,
in fact, I'm going to write a codicil right now as we talk, and I will add your name to my will. You will be reimbursed upon my death anything you pledge over
$180.
$180. So you're really just loaning us the money.
Right.
It's just another reason for you to pray for my death. Right?
So wait, I have a question because this is not clear to me. You said people will be reimbursed in your will amount they have pledged over $180.
No. It has to be
from this point forward.
Right.
$180 or more.
Right.
They will be added. I'm writing. I'd love to talk to a lawyer. Let's have a lawyer call. 800-989-9368. I'm going to make this official. It'll be witnessed. Wait, I'm going to write today's date, which is what? March
7th?
Yeah. 7th. 2018.
You will get the money back. I suggest that you set up a table at the funeral home, and people can just walk right up to the table and get the money right there. Beth can have a list.
It'll be Beth or one of my kids will happily just reimburse your money at my funeral. But wait, hold on. That's not all.
For $30 a month.
How much is that?
$360.
For $360, and I think Beth will be cool with this.
You get to speak. You get to speak at Andy Breckman's funeral.
You can have 1 minute at the podium at my funeral. You can talk about whatever you want. But yeah, I hope you at least mention me. Otherwise, it'll seem strange.
And for $41 a month or more.
How much is that? How much is that?
That's $500.
A $500 pledge.
Known as the Secret Society pledge.
Secret Society pledge. If you pledge now before the end of the show.
You get to dance on Andy's grave.
There will be a... Right? You can...
But can't we do that anyway?
Well, after hours.
This would be
in front of my sister and wife, my widow.
At the actual burial.
But I will make this clear. You have to bring your own music. You have to bring a boombox or something. I'm not going to arrange for music and speakers.
Can somebody just open the windows to their car and play the car radio really loud?
You mean if they're parked a few hundred yards away?
Yeah.
Fine.
It's going to be danceable.
And so where is your grave? Is it by one of the
Paths? It'll be in northern New Jersey.
Okay, but
I don't know. It'll be up to my wife.
In the
TBD.
Okay.
Good question. You have every right to ask. Good
Thanks.
Question. How convenient
but
it will be.
I'm just wondering, pursuant to this car stereo question.
Yeah.
Will you be? Is your grave adjacent to
Veronica? I don't know the actual location of the. Oh God.
I think a boombox
never ends with you.
I think a boombox is the way to go. So $180 or more from this point forward at 800-989-9368. Andy will put you in his will so you get the money back.
I'd need a lawyer to call 800-989-9368. Or wait, what's our on-air number?
It's 201-536-9368. If you're a lawyer, we'd love to talk to you on the air.
I just want to get the language right on this little codicil.
We need a lawyer to call us at 201-536-9368. To help us with putting people's names into Andy's will. $180 or more from this point forward.
I don't even know how to spell codicil. I don't even know if that's the right word.
C-O-D-I-C-I-L. Yeah.
I see. Okay, codicil.
Max in Chicago said soak Andy.
536.
Thank you, Max.
Oh,
Ike in Brooklyn, mouse pledge in full soaking, Andy.
Wait, hold on. Wait. When did this happen?
These are the telephone pledges from the soaking.
Oh, okay.
Bob in Oak Ridge,
please.
Go to hell.
Right.
Mark in West Orange. Woo! Mighty big pledge. Our own Emily from In Real Life.
Thank you, Emily.
Frederick.
Wait, how much did she pledge?
Quite a bit. Enough to get the punchline to that hilarious joke.
Wait, why did she bother? Because I just pledged to their show. What the hell? What are we doing here? It's like Monopoly money. Just trade. It's like some weird trade. Makes no sense.
Frederick of Newport.
Listen, next year, every DJ should just have an armistice pack. Don't pledge to anyone else's show.
Guys, can you announce the call-in number again for any lawyers that might be out there?
Yeah, it's 201-536-9368. We need a lawyer to help us write all the listeners into Andy's will. All the people who are going to pledge $180, $15 a month or more to get into Andy's will. And we might have somebody to help us out right now.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air. I'm a lawyer.
All right.
Oh, good.
A lawyer.
I am a Florida lawyer, not a New York lawyer.
I'm sure. I just need some document. I just need the wording right now. I'm writing it out by hand. How can I make a codicil semi-plausible and semi-binding?
Codicil to your will?
Yes.
Semi-binding?
Well, can I do it just, can I handwrite a codicil to my will?
Yeah, and if you want it to be semi-binding, unsound mind.
No. I only write, wait, hold on, I won't say that. But I want to make it a legal thing. I have the date. What else do I need to say?
You could write it out as long as you have two witnesses in Florida. I got to say, in Florida.
Well, I'm sure it's the same. I assume that New Jersey is similar. You know what I'll do? I'll have three witnesses here just to play it safe. Okay.
Read him what you got there.
I, Andy Breckman, adding this codicil to my will. Please reimburse the following people from my estate. Right?
Is that good enough,
Mr. From your estate.
What should I say,
Mr. Florida lawyer?
From what should I say instead of estate?
From
the general fund.
Estate should be fine. Estate should be fine.
Okay, and then I'll list them. And I'll list the amount, and then at the end I'll say duly witnessed, and they'll be, and I'll sign it, right?
Is there a notary at the station?
Is there a notary in the house? Is there a notary public in the house?
Anybody
with an embossing stamp?
This is Ken screaming for no reason at all. Okay, you know what? I will get it. I will get it notarized. Obviously, a notary is we didn't have the wherewithal, but I will get a notary. Wait, duly witnessed.
Kelly Jones is a notary.
The only signature that needs the notary
Yes.
is your signature.
Oh, Kelly Jones. Well, Kelly Jones is here every week. We will take care of that.
Yes, and she has an embossing stamp.
She does. I know. Yes. She's actually notarized stuff for me before. Yeah. Okay, so I will not sign it till I'm in her presence, but the other witnesses will sign it.
Okay.
Okay, and so I'll have three witnesses. I'll sign it to Kelly Jones. It'll be notarized, and we're legal. What is your name, sir?
My name is Anthony, and I am from Florida.
Okay.
And listen on the web.
You know what? I'm going to give you the greatest gift of all as thanks for your help today. You are now exempt. You don't have to listen to this show for the rest of the year. You get a pass.
That is a gift that keeps on giving.
It's because I love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Oh, so it's a real thing. And now all you have to do is call up $15 or more, you get your money back in Andy Breckman's will.
Right. You're not spending any money. As soon as I die, you'll be reimbursed. Bethy will take care of all of it.
What I love about this idea the most is that you are harassing your wife even after you die. She's gonna have to sit at a table funeral and hand out checks.
This is a God-given opportunity.
Now, I have another question.
Yes, Veronica, you had your hand up.
If we show up wearing our, like, I listen to the show, giving my $2,
yes.
Will we get the $2?
You mean in addition to the money that I owe you?
In addition to the money, yeah.
Sure. You bet. Right. So you're just going to milk me dry.
Yeah.
Milk me dry forever. You want my kids at my funeral to be reaching into their pockets and taking out quarters and dimes.
Well, I don't know that
here,
your kids
Veronica.
Are going to come to your funeral. Nobody knows that yet.
If they want a piece of the action, they'll be there.
They may have other plans.
They want a piece of the old money machine.
I have more people to thank from the soaking. Listener Tim says, "Soak, the listeners and volunteers are making a film, The Sinking of the Breckman. We are getting funding from Don McLean.
Very funny. Thank very you, funny. Very funny, Tim.
Tim in Hoboken, soaking Andy from the phone room.
God bless him. Thank you, Tim, wherever you are there.
Lori M. says, tell Andy to go to hell. Lori
go to hell
in
yourself.
Stamford, in honor of Liam from Denmark.
Oh, Liam's oh. My partner.
Right, Liam from Lego. Yeah. That's right. Sean in Bloomfield, thank you very much. Jake in Colorado. Francis in New York City. Max and Bill, our old friends Max and Bill, thank you. Our own Irwin, log rolling in our time.
It is.
You pledged to his show, he pledges to our
Why
show.
Why do we bother? What are we doing? Just wasting each other's time and energy.
Ava in Newport, thank you very much. And Matthew in Mendham, soaking Andy. John in Asheville, North Carolina, says go to hell, Andy. Phil, thank you, from Belmont Street. Our own Matt Warwick says
Matt Warwick?
Soak Ken.
Matt, it took a lot of guts. Somebody in the phone room has a spine. Can I tell you who it is? It's that guy over there, Matt Warwick.
I have three cards.
Yeah.
We need two blank pledge cards in here. I got to make them out for me and Andy. Because we now have a total. Our own Greg says, soak baby soak. And Kimzilla, our radio neighbor, Kimzilla.
Well, she wouldn't soak me.
Yeah, she's
soaking. I'm the one that started her whole new career.
She's soaking
I'm the
you.
One that got her going.
So these are your soaks.
Oh, go to hell.
And these are my three soaks.
Oh, for the love of God. What the hell do we do?
And the phone number?
No, nobody's taking me up on my posthumous reimbursement.
Yeah, it's
option.
Weird. It's weird. I would think that people would want
to
play.
Well, they don't need to play that much. Even if they play $75, they get the damn beer cans.
Okay, I got my blank cards here.
Yeah.
Can you thank a couple of people who pledged before the show began, and I'll make out our pledge cards?
Yeah. They thanked before the show began. They were so excited. Jeremy in London.
Yep.
Kim in Montclair. Thank you all. Wait, how do I know what they pledged?
It says, but don't announce the amount.
Oh, my God. Jeremy is very generous. Patrick in Milton. Can I announce? Wait, what am I allowed to say?
Just
Evan B. in Seattle. Christopher S. in Nisha Nome. Oh, we have to return this money.
Why?
We can't pronounce the town he's from. So it's no good.
Man, I got soaked for $370.
He's in Japan. He's in
Louise.
Here, wait. Pronounce that town. John Kratz in Oakland.
It's Christopher in Japan.
That's all you have to say?
Nishinomiya.
I believe it's Nishimamahama.
Nishinomiya.
It's close, Ken. It's Nishimamahama.
Close to Sendai.
Matt McKee, San Diego. God bless you and your work. Herb, ERB, in Suffern. Pat in Clifton.
You are very, very good at this, Andy.
John Patterson. Oh, I shouldn't give last names, I guess.
Right.
Okay, so forget I said Patterson.
Yeah.
So we don't know what John Patterson's last name is.
Don't say it again.
Okay. But let's just, John Patterson, I apologize for saying your last name.
You keep digging yourself in deeper and deeper.
Well, he's in Jackson Heights.
Yeah, don't say anything else.
He's at 405 Vinton Avenue.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say what apartment number.
His address is not on
there. It's not on the ground floor, though. So
his address isn't on there. He's not on Vinton Street.
Mike Dills in Franklin, North Carolina.
He lives on Metropolitan Avenue.
Tom in Brecksville, Ohio. Curtis from Stony Point. Jeff in South Orange. Nicholas K. in Milwaukee. God bless you and your work. Richard, Toronto. Tyler in Burien, Washington. Brendan from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you all. Emily in Madison. Wait, do I know this person?
She lives in your house.
She lives under the stairs.
No, she lives downstairs in the...
I hear someone rattling around. I hear someone banging and begging to be released. Could that be Emily in Madison?
Yes, yes.
How
oh, no,
nice
maybe
of her
it's...
to pledge. Oh, nice of her to find a phone to pledge
oh,
money.
Oh, no, it might be Kim Soon. Isn't he down there?
You'd think if they had a phone and they were going to call and pledge, you'd think they'd take a moment to call 911, too. And Ivan in Woodbridge. God bless you all.
Well, you know what I've done for, like, the telephone in the WFMU elevator?
Yeah.
I've blocked 911.
You have?
From that phone. You cannot call 911 from
that
phone.
That makes it very exciting to come up in that elevator.
Hey, some people have taken you up on the offer to write their
names. Hold on. I want to get their names correctly.
I'm not going to give their names out over the air.
Well, give their first names, but I will make a note of
them. So these are people who have pledged $180 or more, $15 a month
okay.
or more.
I need to know the amount.
To be put into Andy Breckman's will. Diane,
okay.
Full mouse pledge, $365.
Wait, does that mean she can dance on my grave?
Yes.
I wonder what she'll be dancing.
No, oh, no, no. She can sing. She can sing.
No, she can talk for or sing.
No, right. She
for
can
a minute.
Speak. Yeah.
She has 60 seconds.
A minute of mic
at the
time.
Podium.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what she'll be saying. Maybe she'll tell some riddles or recite some poetry.
Can they do magic tricks?
They can do magic tricks.
Oh, Zane should get in on this then.
Yeah.
Jill in New York City.
We have time for, like, I think 1 minute is time for, like, two or three limericks.
Jill's not quite at the point of getting her money
okay,
back.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Diane, give me the last name. I mean, give me the card.
Okay, there's Diane.
I'm going to make this. Okay.
So far, she's taking you up on it.
Yeah.
Andy, thank you so much, Andy.
Okay, thank you. Diane, you're now officially in my will.
Chris, so far, Diane's the only one in your will.
That made the 180 cutoff?
Yeah. Peter in Middletown, New York, thank you. Steven in Massachusetts. Oh, this is fantastic. Michael in Philadelphia is going to get his money back from you when you die.
When I die, not from me. I won't care.
Right.
I'll be gone. I'll be worm food. I guess, the hell do I care?
I guess he's getting the money really from your wife and kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And he gets a minute of mic time.
Oh, he gets a minute at the podium?
And he gets to dance on your grave.
Oh, my God. Well, give me his last name.
Yeah, there's his name.
I wonder what kind of dancing he'll be
Philadelphia.
Doing. So people at my funeral will be in for a real treat. Suddenly there'll be some guy from Philly clog dancing on my grave.
He's not going to clog dance.
It's up to him. Wait, hold on. Let me
no,
give.
No, I think he's going to like break dance.
Let me get his last name here in my will. This man is now officially in
Tim
my will.
Tim in Chicago, Soakin' Andy, a late one.
Okay.
Well, let me see what time it came in.
Diane and Michael are now in my will.
Oh, yeah, it did make it. It made it into the soak period. Oh, Brian in Arlington.
Yeah.
Also came in during the soak.
Why don't you give the phone number out again, buddy?
The phone number is 800-989-9368. $180 or more, and you get your money back when Andy dies. He will write you into his
will. I'm doing it now. I have a legal document. It will be notarized, and it will be put in my safe in the little envelope that contains my will. It's a codicil to my will. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. By the way, anyone who calls gets the punchline to this riddle. What did one longtime FMU DJ say to the other longtime FMU DJ?
What?
Well, you'll have to call and find out. Veronica, that's a funny joke tonight.
It's really funny.
Yeah, you've never said that before. I've never had Veronica say that's really funny. Nothing like making a pretty...
Well, I've never gotten the punchlines before. I've never known the punchlines to other jokes you made up.
Thank you, Veronica. Making pretty girls laugh is why I'm here.
Akeem from Basel is going to get his money back.
He is when I die?
Yeah, and you
he
die.
He hit the $180 mark?
Yep.
Hold on.
That looks like a duplicate. And then
okay, hold on. Let me write Akeem's last name. I want to make this legal.
Bobby and Elizabeth says, I thought I was done pledging, but I would do anything for the good of the station and the bad of Andy Breckman. Thank you, Bobby.
Well, you can tell Bobby's never... One thing we know about Bobby, he's never heard the station before.
Michael from New York City says, please add me to Andy's will.
Can do. Let me... Did he make the...
Yes, he did. Cut? He made the cutoff. $180 more. Okay. You will get your money back. Andy's going to be dead any year now, believe me. You should see the man eat.
I got to check. Wait, hold on. I have an annual checkup. I have a great doctor, and he says I'm 100%. I should lose some weight.
Oh, he doesn't see you when you ream out your staff on your Netflix show. It's like your head is going to explode. You can
when
see
I
like
ream out
the
my
veins,
staff on my Netflix show.
Yeah, the veins are throbbing. I mean, that's just got to be bad for your heart.
I think
Tom from Glasgow. Thank you.
I think you're confusing me with someone else. That person being you.
Marie, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, Diane, we did get your mouse pledge, and you are going to be in Andy's will.
You're all
going
to be reimbursed if you hit $180. If you hit the $180 mark.
So thank you, Diane.
Not as soon as I die. I mean, you have to wait for the estate to be probated.
No way! No way! You
You're not
going
to get it that night.
No, you have to. I know that you happen to be of the Jewish persuasion.
Excuse me.
I also happen to know.
Excuse me, Mrs. Breckman. I'm so sorry for your loss. I know your husband isn't cold yet.
Here's the thing.
We'd like $180, please.
The chosen people bury their people pronto.
Yeah, well, you're not being buried with that eagle tattoo. You're not anywhere near me.
You have a tattoo on your ankle also, a Chinese menu.
Oh, I do, yeah.
And Nancy, you got a piercing.
Yeah, and
isn't
if you don't let people...
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's all true. That's true. Where will I be buried?
We want to thank Jill.
Maybe I'll be buried in the backyard here in the parking lot.
Jill pledged during the soaking. Also soaked Andy. Thank you, Jill.
Who also pledged and gets in my will?
Nobody yet.
No, this person.
But
right?
Here's the thing.
Isn't this person in my will?
Nope, he didn't pledge enough.
Thank you, Ty.
Ty from L.A.
Mentioned somebody else. Oh, Michael. Okay.
You got Michael in New York.
Okay.
If you pledge $180 or more, then when Andy dies, he's going to be in the ground like within 48 hours. You can show up at the reception. There will be a little table there. Andy's son.
There won't be a table.
Andy's son, Josh. Just look for the Good Cop logo at the table. Go to that table.
Yeah, I'll be selling Good Cop memorabilia at... And DVDs.
Yeah.
You pick up one of my DVDs.
Get your pledge back.
Better late than never.
Just bring ID. Bring ID and you'll get your pledge back.
Okay, 800-989-9368. $20 or more, you get the punchline. $75, you get the beer cans. You can go online and see them. $75, you get the beer cans, right?
Yep.
$180.
Money back.
Money back, guaranteed, legally in my will. You will be reimbursed when I die. $360, you're not only getting it back, you can speak for a minute at my funeral. You can do anything. You can pitch, like if you own a used car lot, you can pitch that. You can make a little, you can do a little ad.
I mean,
you can do a limerick. There once was a girl from Nantucket. Whatever you want to do.
How does that one go?
You don't want to know how that goes.
Okay. Anyway, people of Andy's generation are...
Let me tell you about those girls from Nantucket. They'll do anything as long as it rhymes. That's my experience. You got to get yourself to Nantucket with a rhyming dictionary.
You are hanging
it's
out.
It's heaven for guys.
You are hanging out with the wrong people in Nantucket.
I think I am. Gosh, we're funny. Gosh, we're so damn funny. It's fun to be funny.
We thank Michael. Anyway,
800-989-9368.
Or you can pledge online at WFMU.org. And $20 or more on the phones only. You have to call the phones to get the punchline to this hilarious joke.
What did one longtime FMU DJ say to the other longtime FMU DJ?
Can I borrow your stereo jack mini cable?
Well, that wouldn't be funny, Ken. That's probably why
try to make that funny?
Probably why it occurred to you. 800-989-9368.
And $75 or more, you get the beer can stickers, a set of six craft beer cans based on 7 Second Delay. There's Lonesome Hippie Ale, Mansplaining Porter Stout. There's Warm Beer. There's Go to Hell IPA.
Now with less than 40% urine. Hey, you know what? We always talk about, Veronica, we always talk about the shows we did the previous year to remind people why we're so beloved. But maybe this year we should talk about shows that are upcoming, shows they can look forward to.
Oh, yes.
There's some ideas we have that we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
Like I look forward, when it's a little warmer out, to hitchhiking with you.
Yes.
To running a tape recorder and hitting the road, hitting a highway, and putting our thumbs out.
Yep.
And seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll both be raped. Maybe one will be raped and one will escape. You never know when you're hitchhiking.
I'll escape. I'm going to be the one who.
You don't have to run faster. You don't have to run faster than the kidnapper.
The rapist.
You just have to run faster than me.
And I think I can run faster than you. That's the main thing.
I hope it's downhill.
So yeah, the hitchhiking.
So exciting! We have that show to look forward to.
The hitchhiking episode is coming up. One thing I'm really excited about is your son Josh, the computer genius.
Oh my gosh!
Is creating the artificial intelligence episode of 7 Second Delay.
We will finally be able to. To retire long after I'm dead, long after you've all been reimbursed for your money. Thanks to my son, Josh. He really is brilliant, and he's so sweet.
He has fed 700 episodes. This is not a joke. Josh has fed 700 episodes of 7 Second Delay into a Google AI program.
Right, so you and I can come to life.
Yeah.
I will say a phrase, and then your robot will respond.
And I have heard it. He's been sending us.
Isn't it great?
He's been sending us samples as the AI machine ingests more and more and more episodes, and it keeps getting better and better and better. It's really amazing.
The robot, the Andy and Ken robots, make as much sense as we do, and I believe are wittier and faster than you and I. So it's my retirement plan.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing. So there's so much to look forward to. But if you pledge right now $180 more, Andy will put that money in your name into his will And you can actually collect on this pledge after Andy dies.
You're already praying for me to die. Why not see a little something from it?
And don't think that you're going to be like frowned on for trying to have fun at Andy Breckman's funeral. Andy has already decided what's going on his tombstone, and it is hilarious.
That's true. I do have a
couple. Yes, everybody's going to be laughing. It's going to be like an Irish wake. It's going to be like a New Orleans funeral parade.
Well, you won't be there, but you'll hear about it, I'm sure.
Why won't I be there?
Well, you'll probably have something else to do.
Oh, Ty. All right. Way to go, Ty. Ty is pledging, is upping his pledge.
Oh, to get into my will?
To get into your will.
Okay, give me his last name and the amount.
Here it is.
Okay, thank you, Ty.
Thank you so much, Ty.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, Ty wants to get his pledge back. And he knew that now is the time, the only time of the marathon where if you pledge...
Is this his total number right there?
Yep.
Okay, so he is there.
He is there. If you pledge $15 a month or more, you will get your pledge back after Andy dies. He is putting a legal codicil into his will.
Now, what other DJ would do that? Will promise you your money back. It's risk-free, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. You're bound to outlive me. You're bound to.
Oh, your generation's dropping like flies.
Exactly.
I mean, we should have a pool. You know, we should have a...
In fact, our generation now, we're at the point where we envy the flies. we wish we were dropping like flies. They're buzzing around us. We're on the floor. We're losing consciousness. Life is ebbing from us, and we look up and see the flies buzzing around.
The flies used to work for me.
The flies that used to work for you. That came so close to being funny.
Yeah.
That was... Sorry. You could see funny from where Ken is standing.
Yeah. It's frustrating.
800-989-9368, and you'll get your money back.
Yeah. WFMU.org is the web pledge address. And, of course, we still have that joke out there. This is the last 10 minutes you're going to get the punchline to a very, very funny, possibly Andy Breckman's funniest marathon joke ever.
I am a professional comedy writer. Here's the riddle. What did one longtime FMU DJ say to the other longtime FMU DJ? Don't try to write these jokes at home. You're not as funny as me. You'll just hurt yourself and embarrass yourself.
What was it?
Well, you'll have to find out. You have to pledge a few bucks.
No, just tell me quietly.
I can't tell you.
Tell me quietly right now.
Take it. No, I can't. I'll spell it.
Geez, Louise.
I'll spell it.
Okay,
Because our listeners are idiots. I can spell it.
No. Some of them, there's some people in there that can...
Have a dictionary?
Yeah, that can spell.
No, they don't even know how to work the dictionary. This is what one longtime FMU DJ said to the other. And I'm going to spell it. G-R-E-A-T.
No, don't spell it.
S-H-O-W.
No.
That's the punchline. They won't get it. They won't get it. All those letters in a row. It's just confusing to them.
Congratulations, you just eliminated any reason why anybody would call 800-989-9368.
They're not going to. What are
they going to? That's a bummer.
No, it's so much easier to
call. It is.
No, so much easier to call than to go through a dictionary.
You don't use a dictionary.
Or to ask their husband, hey, honey, what does this spell?
Oh, man, I can't wait for next year's soak. Next year's soak is less than a year away now, my friends. Start saving your nickels. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org is the web address. This is the 2018 fundraising marathon. Go until Sunday night, a week from Sunday night, March 18th.
What happens on Sunday night?
Oh, we have the big drunken karaoke party with the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia.
Does that happen here?
It happens downstairs, yeah.
Is the public invited?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, are you coming?
No.
You're a private guest. You're an honored private guest.
When is it?
It's Sunday night, March 18th.
I've got anything else to do.
I'll put your name on the list.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, don't wait for me though. You just start without me.
You could give your entrance to a member of the public, if you wanted to.
Really?
Yeah,
you mean it's transferable?
It is transferable.
Could I sell it on Craigslist?
Yes. Yes.
What do you think that's worth?
They're going for a lot. They're going for about $180.
Well, you can for $180. You can come and hang out at my funeral. Get reimbursed.
I'll help you.
Hey, should we go around the phone room and thank everyone by name?
Well, if Veronica has their name, we should.
No, it's Veronica, of course, and it's the guy behind her.
Tom,
and then there's that girl.
Michelle.
She looks so familiar. There's the guy talking to Michelle. That's Erwin.
There's Matt. There's Erwin. There's Olivia.
Oh, there's Matt. Yeah, who else is in the phone room?
Who am I missing, Veronica?
You're missing Susie.
Hey, Susie, thanks
for your
help.
Thank you, Susie.
Jill,
you were my favorite.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. You were my favorite.
Greg.
You said Jill was your favorite.
I changed my mind. It's the lady's prerogative.
You're not a lady.
And go ahead.
Greg, Christine.
Christine, thank
Tim.
You. Sam.
No, Tim.
Tim. Oh, Tim, interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
Interesting.
Well, it's a palindrome. It's the same backwards as forwards, Tim.
No, it's not. It's mitt. Mitt backwards.
It's so close to a palindrome. It's a near palindrome.
It's not even close.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up.
It's
for
three,
once in your life.
It's three letters. It's
give us the gift of your silence.
And do you want to thank Ruth, John, and Bridget?
Yeah, who are they?
For the video.
For the video.
Oh, for the video. Of course.
Thank you,
thanks,
John.
Guys.
Thank you, John. That's John right here, Andy. Yay. Why don't you? Thanks,
thank John.
You, John.
And, of course, Ruth is always for the whole year.
Yep, this is the first of many marathon videos. The next marathon video is going to be Friday night at 6 p.m. for Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yep.
I know then, that's going to be very special.
Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. for Yola Tango, we'll be doing video.
Yeah, sounds good.
And then next Monday night for Dance With Me Stanley, our new polka program. Do you know our new polka program?
No, wait, let me see if I care. Hold on, let me just ask myself, let me go into my own head now, searching my own consciousness. I'm looking around. Do I care? No.
No?
No, don't care about your new polka program.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy in Staten Island.
Thank you, Nancy. Is she coming to my funeral?
Nancy wanted to be the last person. No, she's not going to your funeral.
Yeah.
She can't make it that night. She wanted to be the last person to be thanked. So we're going to try to make that happen.
Well, no. Okay, well,
these are the closing moments, my friends, to get in on this amazing marathon offer.
Now, do you remember who our new thank you girl is?
Yes, Dana.
Dana who? We don't know her last name.
She's Dana, the thank you girl.
Her husband has 2 weeks to convince her to take his name.
He's not going to make her take a first name. She gets to keep her first
name. Yeah. I let Beth keep her first name.
Really?
Yeah.
I happen to know
that's the kind of guy I am. You know how to make a girl do it? You just hold her down and tickle her. Just to keep tickling her till finally they give in.
That's horrible. That's like assault.
No jury is going to really call that assault. I can tell you that from personal experience. You can beat that rap. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I was tickling the girl.
Tickling
it's true. It's true for 3.5 hours. Yes, that's true. But it was still tickling.
I think tickling people against their will is probably considered assault.
What an interesting legal question. Let's get that lawyer back from Florida.
Anthony, call us back. The phone number here is 800-989-9368. And the web pledge address is WFMU.org. Now is the last chance for you to get your money back.
$75, you get the beer cans. $180, you get your money reimbursed. $360, you get to speak at my funeral or sing a short ditty.
A minute of mic time. That's the main thing.
A minute of mic time.
You get 1 minute of mic time.
And then $500, you get to dance on my grave. But listen, if the guy before you does a clog dance, don't you do a clog dance. Don't do two clog dances in a row. Think of something, another kind of dance.
Break dance.
Break dance. Yeah, shake it up a little.
Mambo, rumba.
Look.
Do the jerk. That's the perfect dance to do at Andy Breckman's funeral, the jerk.
My kids are grieving. My wife is grieving. They don't want to sit through 20 minutes of clog dancing. By all that's holy.
And bring the boombox.
Well, they might not be grieving. I mean, look at the bright side.
Thank you, Veronica. You know what, Suzanne? She's one of my best friends, and this is what I get from her.
Get your last calls and pledges in, 800-989-9368. Dave in New York City, thank you very much. Making off with the beautiful WFMU t-shirt. It features the Pulaski Skyway. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the new
t-shirt. Gorgeous. Pulaski Skyway with Sputnik overhead.
It sounds beautiful. I can't wait to steal a couple.
Oh, and you will.
I should invite all the winged monkeys in the phone room to go up to the free T-shirt room.
No, that's okay.
You have to wait.
Everybody's wearing an FMU T-shirt.
No. You just wait for Ken and Scott to be looking the other way. Wait for some people to drift away. Maybe they're taking a bathroom break. And then hit the T-shirt room. Stuff your pockets with T-shirts. It's so easy.
That's kind of like stealing from yourself.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you all. Hey, we have a last person to thank, someone that wanted to be the last person.
Yes, I did, and I put it away. But I think it was Laura in Staten Island.
Okay, can do.
No, I'm sorry, Nancy. Nancy in Staten Island, the last pleasure. No, not quite.
Okay.
Jim, mouse pledge in full, coming in at the last second.
Jim will be clog dancing on my... Here, give me that so I have Jim's last name.
Oh, yes, Jim. Jim will get his mouse pledge in full back.
Is this his last name?
Yep.
Well,
and
yeah.
Nancy in Staten Island.
He's just loaning
is
us the
final,
money.
The final 7-second delay pledger. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Right, and to all our, everyone in the phone booth, all our volunteers.
Everybody who answered phones, and Bridget and Ruth and John for the video. And thanks to everybody who pledged.
And maybe there's someone else you want to thank, Ken. Maybe someone sitting pretty close to you. Maybe someone sitting, like, to your left.
I already thanked
Maybe there's someone else you could think of that's been here every week that comes out in snowstorms.
Veronica, I
No, maybe it's someone
did.
Even
you
closer.
Me. I
already, you can all go to hell. You just make me so mad.
Hey, thank you,
it's
guys.
It's sad.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Ken. Thanks, Uncle Andy.
Oh, there you go. From the heart.
Thanks,
Veronica. That's how it's done.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for a great year.
Thanks for coming out.
Okay, here, I'm shaking your hand. There you go. Thanks, buddy. Job well done.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
I need three witnesses, three American citizens that have their papers to witness this codicil.
And keep pledging at 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org in real life starting in moments and then Honky Tonk Radio Girl starting an hour from now. Stay tuned.
First time you called somebody up to ask for a date, how you kept dropping the phone because your hands kept perspiring? Well, when you call us here at the Pledge Center, I can guarantee that you won't hear we can't talk to you because we're washing our hair. We really want to hear from you. Truly, honest. Call us now. What you'll hear is, thanks for helping. We're waiting for your call.
Our thanks to you, Tony. Now, to take us back to
In Real Life
and more of the telethon, making all of us feel those good vibrations.
WFMU.
I'm gonna make that dream.
Oh, it's a rowdy room already, Emily.
It sure is. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
And you are tuned into our very first marathon episode of 2018.
Woo!
Marathon!
Oh, we've got Greg Harrison is our MC tonight. This is the first time that we've ever had a MC on our show. So welcome, Greg. We don't hear you.
You've got to turn his mic on.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, my God. Right. Hi.
There he is. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys, ladies. And I have never been a co-host during the marathon.
Yeah.
So this is we're all virgins here? Oh, boy.
We're just going to figure it out.
This is insane. This is crazy.
As we go along.
Well, I don't know if you guys know who Greg Harrison is.
But he's actually kind of a big deal here around FMU, even though you may not have talked to him yet. He did our homepage design for this marathon, and actually for the last one, too, I know. And he's...
The last four.
The last four. Oh, my gosh. And he's responsible for some of the best t-shirt designs the station has seen. This year he did the Glenn Jones shirt and the Tectonic shirt.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And last year the Garbage Time shirt?
I didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
What else did you do?
I did the Goldfinch shirt.
Oh, that's a beautiful one.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
No, you're
I'm starting to lose track at this point.
Yeah.
Because that's a good thing.
New Year's hits and then it's just a barrage of marathon work.
Well, we also want to thank, we have this really amazing marathon prize, and as an artist, I hope you appreciate what we're giving away here, but we have an artist named Wade Snook, and he has put together this amazing little sticker packet that you get, and it's a sheet of 10 stickers, and there's also one singular big In Real Life Girls on Fire sticker.
The original design from our patch from last year.
Right.
And the sheet of stickers is actually designed to look like Girl Scout merit badges, and each one represents one of our favorite past episodes.
Right. Right.
And they look pretty great. Wade did an amazing job. So that's our DJ Premium. You can pledge $75 or more to win that.
$75 or more, and then you get a whole lot of other good stuff.
What else do you get if you pledge $75 or more during this hour? You are entered to win.
What else do you get, Greg?
You get the Sputnik 60 t-shirt, new for this marathon, designed by John Langford, which is awesome.
Oh, it's beautiful. So I love that. Stuff. Did you see that there's like the Palisades? Oh, I'm sorry. The
Pulaski Skyway.
The Pulaski Skyway and then Sputnik and WFMU. It's
And if you pledge $75 or more during this hour only alone, you are entered to win our grand prize of tonight,
which
are the three sock puppets that starred in our recent Vampire Sock Puppet radio program.
Three sock puppets.
You get me.
You have to pledge $75
to
get in the running.
And you get the vampire.
Yes.
And I might quit halfway through the show so I can try to win the sock puppet.
You just got the key.
Right now.
You just got the key. You can't quit yet.
I want the sock puppets. You can't tell me what to do.
You got it.
You guys got to go onto the website at WFMU.org and you'll click on the playlist and comments. And don't forget to just actually click on each of those pictures because you'll see kind of big focused pictures of these amazing prizes that we're giving away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's our topic for tonight?
Oh, no. Our topic is money. Give me the money. I got in a little bit of a panic about that. I'm like, wait, who's our guest?
Yeah.
It's Greg. Greg
is our guest.
And this whole beautiful phone room of sleepy people that just ate lots of dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, volunteers.
Thank
and thanks,
you, volunteers.
Phone room people.
Thank you, phone room people.
For rocking it, especially for that peanut butter.
But we're also speaking tonight to, we have a few interviews with some of the many, 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 many incredibly hardworking volunteers that make up the backbone of this station, non-DJ volunteers.
No one that's paid, everybody that we interviewed throughout the past few months does this because they love the station and they feel like it's their family.
They're not in it for the glory. They're heroes.
Unspoken,
unsung
heroes.
Yeah. They're all like Black Panther. Yeah. Every single one.
That is absolutely true. And the first heroes that we're going to speak to are the amazing crew behind our new Monday through Friday morning show, the Wake and Bake morning show with Clay Pigeon.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know how much work goes into creating that show, but you're about to find out.
Let's take